Iraq's defense minister says the army, along with Sunni tribesmen, were able to gain full control of the city of Abu Ali Jassim in Iraq's northern Anbar province. Fierce clashes have been underway between Iraqi security forces and militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant there since late December. The defense ministry has issued a statement saying the Sunni tribesmen were a big help in the equation.
We need a lot of intelligence information. We must work with the people. The army has been able to show Iraqis that they are both capable of fighting terrorists.
In the meantime, the Iraqi Interior Ministry reported that 45 ISIL militants were killed in a two-day time span. They also said two of the militants were foreign nationals. One was Syrian and the other one was from Afghanistan.
We were informed that there are currently 2,000 members of the ISIL in Iraq waiting to conduct suicide attacks. We need stricter security at the border with Syria so no militant can get in.
Meanwhile, Iraq's capital, Baghdad, has been plagued with car bombs. The bombs have targeted heavy populated areas and have killed at least 70 civilians this week alone. The Iraqi army also has claimed gains in the city of Sleiman Bay, but the number of refugees fleeing areas targeted by militants keeps increasing, with the UNHCR claiming over 300,000 refugees have fled the cities of Fallujah and Ramadi in the Anbar province. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.